Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. The next 10 minutes are inspired by a passion project and a great lie. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the engine. A parent called me about 9 months ago and said, "Hey, look, I wanted to talk to you about a passion project." And it was a very odd question because I was like, what do you mean, passion project? Now, passion projects are, a lot of people do them, but not a lot of people have the buzzword, you know, title passion project. Essentially, it's a project that you're doing that you feel very strongly about, that you're into. And there's a market out there to help students find these things so that they can then do them and have something great on their resume. That's their passion project. And the parent wanted to know what to do about this because there was this huge market that was reaching out to them, and they were kind of engaging it. And some people wanted like $10,000 to help the student identify a passion project and get going with it, all under the understanding that it would be beneficial for the college admissions. Like, oh my gosh, this is bonkers. But I think the issue is that it really highlights our desire in our community, in our society, to find people with these real passions, okay? We want somebody who's engaged, who's like deeply thought about this and is just every fiber of their being is engaged in the passion. And we love that. I think that's a real kind of Disney style Hollywood thought that it's like, hey, you're really, really passionate. And it doesn't just end with high school in college admissions. This is something that people worry about a lot. One of my first rowing coaches he did a lot of different things, and he's still a rowing coach, but he said that he was a rowing coach because it was the thing he was most passionate about. And that was great, you know, and it's true. It was one of those things that really he thought about a lot. He thought about it all day long, and he was a tremendous coach. And we have these discussions with young people. What are you passionate about? What do you want to do? What do you want to do with your life? What do you want to be? And it's very, very stressful. It's stressful because a lot of times people don't know. They're like, I don't really know what I'm passionate about. I like video games. Well, that's not an option. So we don't really know what the right answer is for a long time. And if you're lucky, you kind of back your way into a passion, right? Whatever that means. You back your way into it and you find yourself doing something that you're very engaged in and you very much enjoy. I love teaching. And, you know, if you asked me if it was a passion project when I was in high school, I would have laughed at you. There's no way. But I love what I do now. And I think it's great. But I think the idea is really a problem. Okay. I have been doing jiu-jitsu for a long time, and I love it. It is, I could not be more passionate about it. I haven't been able to do it, which is one of the reasons why 2020 and this period of 2021 has been some of the darkest in my adult life. I haven't been able to do it because obviously it's not very COVID-friendly, but it's a passion that's also an enormous lie, okay? Because I can sit here and tell you that I'm passionate about it, okay? I'm so into it. I've missed weddings to go to competitions. I've broken bones in tournaments and been at practice the next day. I have just bled and sweat and broken myself to continue doing jiu-jitsu. So you would say it's as much of a passion as anything else, right? You want to talk about a passion project. I've committed my life to this thing. It's one of my real pursuits. So yes, it's a passion project, but it's such a lie too, because the other thing it has been is this incredibly arduous endeavor. I remember years ago, I think it was a decade ago, I was so tired one morning. This is before I had kids. My wife and I were both working out like crazy. We would both work out for like 2 hours a day. and then, you know, have lunch and drink coffee and then go to work. And we were just smoked. And I remember sitting in my living room just thinking like, oh my God, I'm so tired right now. I'm so tired. I don't want to go to this. And when you go to jiu-jitsu, there's no hiding. It's not like you can put a lower weight on the rack or run slightly slower. You're going there to train and fight with other people, you know, grown men that are 180, 200 pounds, and they're not tired that day. Or maybe they are, but they're not showing it. I mean, you're going to try to choke each other. And so you can't just halfway it. So I was sitting there thinking like, God, I can't do this today. And I did it anyway. I got myself together. I got my stuff. I went to train. It was brutal. I remember it to this day. And that's what a lot of my jiu-jitsu has been. It's been pushing through these very difficult times, being brutally honest with myself. When I'd have a bad day, or God, a bad tournament. I broke my foot in U.S. Nationals one time. This guy did an ankle lock and he didn't have it right, and my foot just popped and I had to get wheelchaired through the airport. Oh my God. It was terrible. It was terrible. And I pushed through that. And I think about the things I've gone through and the things I've done. It's like, what? I would never do this even for money. Like, what a horrendous job. What the heartache, the frustration, the mental abuse, the just consuming of my life. And the reason I say this is a great lie is because if somebody younger was looking for something they were passionate about, I don't think that the majority of people would look at my engagement with jiu-jitsu, my passion for jiu-jitsu, and be like, that's good. That's real normal. Because it's just terrible. You know, it's this horrible endeavor. I'm getting broken. I'm hating it at times. I just want to just stop and just hide under my bed. And that's the problem. That's the lie. People talk about passions as things like you love doing and you just lose yourself in it and you feel so great about it and it's all the stuff. No, no. A passion is not something, and especially a passion project, should not be something that you just feel awesome about all the time and it's sunshine and it's roses. It should be something that's so damn hard and so engaging that you want to stop, but you're so damn into it, you just can't. You just can't. It is a job. It is a grind. And there's something about it that just keeps you bearing down onto it. And it keeps you coming back. That's what a real passion is. And we keep telling young people, like, find what you like and, you know, you should enjoy it and time should just pass. Yeah, or maybe time won't pass. Maybe it'll feel like a one-hour workout is a lifetime and you're just getting slammed to death every minute. Maybe it's going to feel terrible. But there's going to have to be about something about it that keeps you coming back. I think we need to stop telling people that they need to find the thing that they so like and they so love and they just get into it. We need to start telling people, find the thing that you can't stop doing. Find the thing where you do lose track of time, and it's not always positive. Find the thing that maybe you don't lose track of time and every minute is ticking by, but you don't want to run away screaming. But at no point should you think that a passion is going to be this easy thing. At no point should we confuse the idea that it's not going to feel like work. If you love what you do, you never go to work a day in your life. Yeah, fine. For some people, maybe that's a thing. Maybe that's a thing. But for the rest of us unlucky souls, a lot of times, even the things we love the most, man, they're work. They're work. It's just an ever-increasing weight on your shoulder, and you got to keep trudging. And you know what, man? If you can find something like that, if you can load up your back with just an unbelievable weight and find a way to keep going forward and keep improving and keep doing good things in the world, man, you found a passion. That's what a passion is. For all the young people listening, for all the people wondering about passions, stop looking for ease. Stop looking for smiles and sunshine and roses. Start looking for something that inspires you to grit and just clench your teeth and keep going. That's the thing, as uncomfortable as it most likely will be, that's the thing that you should call your passion. Find that. And I'm not going to say you will never work a day in your life, but the work you put in will be valuable. I'm Matt Todd, and this is The Engine That Drives Me. Go out and crush it.